Today, we're going to take a look at a report from Headset, with the state of California being the largest U.S. cannabis market by sales, eclipsing $5 billion in annual sales last year in 2021 and on pace to do that again this year. The total market sales in California are large and noteworthy, so there's quite a few nuances and subtrends that are developing in the California cannabis industry. So we're going to take a look at those category sales and patterns and how they've shifted over the past year, all coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. See here from the last couple of years since the onset of the pandemic, with sales, total market share of flower in California being fairly consistent or flat across that time frame, and even in the decline in flower products, a lot of people shifted away from smoking and edibles. We've said that a lot, and went more towards edibles or just not consuming at all. But there has been that steady decline in flower sales from June of 2020 to May of 2021, about 4%, not a lot. And then we look at the next 12 months from June of 2021 to May of 2022 and find a 14% decline in flower shares. So there's an acceleration in that decline. And a lot of folks are saying that it's because people are going back to work or going back to normal and then consuming less at home. Maybe there were tourists that were coming in. And I mean tourists as in like on a vacation, coming in and using cannabis at home that they normally wouldn't. Now they stopped or something. All of these reasons I don't agree with. I think it is all about inflation and the pressure on pricing and people really pulling back. So they had their stimulus checks. There was an immediate instant gratification. You could see that on graphs where it was really more about availability and money and not having a lot of accountability. And now that people want to go and do things and be places and look, you know, the great reset, people leaving jobs and trying to find other places to go. I think there's just a lot more, there's different priorities now. So looking at changes in the category sales to get a better understanding of a flower and looking at category sales growth of cannabis products over that same period, flower market decreased over the past 2 years, and other categories like vape pens and pre-rolls, edibles, beverages, all have been growing, particularly in the last year. Pre-rolls experienced some of the most pronounced growth. They increased almost 23% just from June to May of 2021, another 21% after that. The West Coast loves their pre-rolls from Vancouver to California, probably beyond. When you look at pre-rolls to get an idea of that growth over the last 12 months, it shows that the sales of pre-roll products and baskets containing a pre-roll, and then the attachment rates of other products, so giving us a rate of which pre-rolls included only pre-rolls or if it was an add-on item. And you can see that from the sales of the pre-roll products within that basket remained steady over the last year. For example, just in the last 12 months, pre-rolls attachment rate increased 12%, means that as of May, 56% of pre-rolls included only pre-roll items over that same time period. Consumers who buy pre-rolls, including fewer flower products in their baskets, is contributing to the overall increase in pre-roll sales and the overall decrease in flower sales that we found earlier, also indicating to me that people are looking for value. So they're not going to buy even an eighth for $20, $30, or if you're in some new market, maybe it's $50, but they're not going to pay for flower. They're going to pay for the convenience and the price of a pre-roll. So that also tells me that there's inflationary pressure, price pressure on products, so that, you know, people are riding their bikes or scooters to the dispensary instead of driving and spending money on a pre-roll instead of flower. All of these indicators are inflationary pressures. The overall market in California is relatively flat over the past year and starting to see some interesting trends on how sales and distribution among products, most notably flower, seeing a negative 14% decrease in category sales in that the last year. And that decrease in flower has a lot of drivers, but the rise in pre-roll sales is one of the more significant trends. And that rise in pre-roll share, partially attributed to the pre-roll basket, seeing a trend in the decreasing flower attachment rate, offset by an increase in pre-roll only baskets. None of that tells you why. What the reason why is because they want a cheaper item. Simple as that. Price and convenience. That's what people go in and make those decisions. Is the price low? Is it convenient to get there? The convenience is, you know, delivery or anything else. But people aren't even using delivery because it takes $65 on average for delivery in California. And so the price, the average price per visit is decreasing. It used to be over $65 and now it's under 60, telling me people are going into California stores and buying a lot less, including pre-rolls. That's what I think. You tell me what you think if you're on the ground floor, what's happening in California. With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out. Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name is Kira Reed, and I'd like to invite you to be inspired by the women who are leading in the cannabis industry. Each week, we will discuss empowerment, leadership, and what it means to be a woman in charge in marijuana, hemp, and CBD. As the founder of the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, I have had the great pleasure to get to know many brilliant and talented women who are CEOs, executives, politicians, advocates, and community leaders that are focused on creating a cannabis economy that is just, fair, and equal. We'll learn how these women make decisions, how they navigate a predominantly male industry, and what they're doing to level the playing field for women. I hope you'll join us.